budget passed, everything happening. Well, we always get caught up every Wednesday with the county councilwoman. Marty, how are you?
I am fine and glad that last evening's meeting is finally over. You know, that's the only meeting that literally the county council would have to have. It's just, you know, the result of this meeting was, you know, get the public notice and have the two readings, and that's it. You're really not required by law to go to all those other sundry meetings we go to.
So are you telling me you're not going anymore? No, I'm joking.
Well, I could be like some people, just not show up for work.
Good work if you can get it. Well, $132 million, the budget process, which it really never stops to some degree. But there we go. Everybody meets yesterday and tell me, well, everybody says, yay, let's go.
Well, everybody didn't say, yay, let's go. But then, of course, you know, Marty was in attendance, so what can I expect? I had a problem when they started to read the appropriations for the, you know, the appropriations and the tax rates, because, as you know, last week I had indicated that it was unusual for me to support a bond issue, but some of the things that were going to be included in the bond was something that I really did support and felt that we might be a short for money down the way, since we plan to use all this money for raises for employees. So I had a real concern about that, but I thought, okay, I'm just going to like bite the bullet and do this, because we do want the growth for our parks and so forth. I hear that from everybody. I think I hear that from you as well. However, I get in there, and to be clear, when we vote on this, we're voting on each tax rate and each adopted tax levy, that we're saying, yes, this is the levy that we are going to adopt, and this is the budget that we're going to adopt. Well, we get in there, and even though that when it was read the first time for the debt service, it said zero all the way across there, because we had not determined the exact amount for the debt that had only been read once, and it was not a finalized thing. It's still not a finalized thing, because we still have to do that later. But on our list of what we're telling the public and what makes it legal is that we are adopting a tax levy of $4,424,365. Now, the only bond we'd even discussed was 3.1. Does that mean we think that it will be $1.3 million to cover some interest? That number just couldn't be right. And so before they started reading off these numbers, and I'm going through the numbers, I'm going, wait, this doesn't look right. So I said, could I ask a question? And the answer was coming back, well, the DLGF will adjust it, yada, yada. Well, what you have to understand is that they're not going to adjust that, because we haven't decided yet. Now, if we already had that bond signed off and everything was signed off, and we figured out what the number was for $3.1 million, what that number should be, then that would have been different. But that's not what happened here. And what could have happened with this pass at that higher amount is that between now and the time that it's finalized, the bond decisions finalized, someone could come forward and say, oh, look, we've got this other big thing we need to do, and let's just, since we're going to do it instead of 3.1, let's just raise that up to $4 million. I mean, because we would have given legal public notice that we were going to do that. I just couldn't support that.
That doesn't mean that's going to happen. That means it could, if that...
It could, and we should never put something in there that is that wide open, because the state will not adjust that number until we proceed with getting that bond sold. And then when they do that and they've got the numbers, and if that number is too high, they would adjust it. But right now, we could raise what we wanted to do. We've already advertised that we're going to do it that much higher. So that you just don't, there are some of those, and it's, I know it's difficult to understand, but there are some things that is called the frozen levy. That's where your tax levy can only grow so much a year, decided on the six-year income average throughout the state, and that's supposed to be 4%. Well, then you take all of those levies that we had approved for this year and had the 4% on there, and that's all you're going to get. And you could put anything else in there and advertise it anyway, and the state will cut it back to that's all you're going to get. That's one kind of levy. That is in that frozen levy. Then there's another levy that is that CUM cap that is in that rate control because it's tied to the rate, 0.0333. So you've got to have those numbers right. But the debt is something else entirely, a whole different animal. And the only thing that's controlled by is the amount that we are allowed to take it to. We can take it more than $3 million. The state will allow us to. And if we took it more than we were allowed to, like I think the total now is like $5 million something, that we could have taken it to, and the state would allow us to do that. And they are not going to adjust those numbers if we've got those numbers to do that. What they will adjust it is if we set the bond at a lesser amount, then they would come in and adjust it. But we haven't set that yet. And that is just too much of it hanging out.
Yeah, that's a big swath there, isn't it?
Right. Now, here's what could have happened, should have happened, but then I'm not in control. Jeff McKim wasn't there to fix this for us. We could have just recessed the meeting and let those, we pay a lot of staff sitting up there, and the lawyers were sitting there, and they could have just taken a half-hour recess and gone over and figured out what that dollar amount should be and reset the rate from what it should, where it should be, and then come back in with those totals. And that's what we could have read off, and that would have been absolutely the fair and most transparent way to do it, because the way we did it now and the way it legally shows is that we have now approved a tax levy, a debt on the people of this county for $4,424,365. Now, because there was such a discussion going on by the council when we were reviewing this, and as Councilmember Munson said, well, perhaps if media understands that we don't intend to do this, we're just going to go forward because this is what we've got to work with, then we'll know we'll stay at the 3.1, and others were kind of saying the same thing. What do we do with the numbers now? It's kind of late in the game to change these numbers. Duh. I get that. I didn't vote for it.
You didn't vote for that. So the debt that we're talking about here is going to be paid for by bond. How do we take care of that?
Right. It's on your property taxes.
Gotcha.
And it's a bond, and it's not been determined yet exactly the amount. Now, we had one reading, but we've not had the last reading. So there could be changes in between, as we've seen with this whole thing. There's been changes every time we have a meeting. The numbers have changed. And that's part of what I said to the county council last night. I mean, kudos to them, because they have had different numbers handed to them every time we have a meeting. It's like, first of all, it's like, yay, roll, let's give everybody 8.5% raise. Then the next meeting was, oh, no, we're way into deficit. We're going to, you know, what are we going to do? Wringing of hands. Then there was like the auditor shows up. She was at that other meeting. She shows up, well, no, we've got the money for 8.5. It's sitting here, there, and yon. And it's like, well, but then, wait just a minute, we've got to start moving things around in order to make this work, because we want to do more raises for the lawyers and more raises for, you know, this group and that group. And so the number kept growing and kept growing. And then I'm saying, well, we need some kind of sustainability.
Right.
notice of some sort, and it made it clear, looks like this might work for 2 years, but then you run into trouble. Well, however, at the time, we didn't have all the numbers yet. So they were working with old numbers. We still do not have the numbers. We do not have the numbers for the merit deputies contract or for the jail contract. We don't know how much that will add to it. So I think there's a lot of concern. I'm not the only one concerned on the council. I think there's a lot of people who were very concerned about what was going on because we didn't have all of the answers that we need. And for the general consensus coming was like, well, we're just going to advertise it high, and then DLGF will cut it. They need to understand what the DLGF will cut and what they won't.
And this is
They can, and what they can raise and what they cannot. If we advertise a levy lower than we're allowed, we can lower it to nothing, which we indeed lowered some of the, for instance, we didn't give the money to one of the ones we cut off entirely, and that was for the health. We didn't put any levy in there for the health. But we know we've got to put that levy, at least a portion of it, back in there for the following year.
Well, you can't pay this out of rainy day money, can you?
We can move rainy day wherever we want, but remember when they were saying how long all of this would be sustainable, that group that was looking at that we were paying to, they knew where all the special pots of money were. So at any rate, I'm sure this will all work out. I'm just saying it wasn't as pleasant a meeting as all of us would have liked. And I think, indeed, that there was concern amongst many because one of the things was that Councilmember Deckard was pretty vocal about, was saying, look, we understand, after I had said something about we've been told it's only sustainable for a couple of years, and then, depending on what happens, the annexation, whatever. And he made it clear in talking with his city colleagues, he's saying we need to send a clear message because it's impossible for the city to come and take the money that we're operating with and then turn around and tell us how it is we ought to spend our money. I think it's pretty much how he said it. And then he was pretty clear for them to get their head in the right place and work with us on this. So I think I'm not the only one that's concerned about what could happen with annexation and what's going to happen with county government, and it is not as easy a thing as just sitting down and looking at one set of numbers and believing those, because those numbers kept changing.
It's when do you get the quote-unquote final numbers, or is it just a organic, ever-changing number based on, I don't know.
Well, evidently there was a problem with trying to get that all entered into Gateway, so maybe some of the things I was looking at Gateway wasn't going through, because you're supposed to be able to look at what's at Gateway. I can see more than the public can right now, and then that would go public. But what will happen is there's something that's called a 1782. After the state reviews all this to see which of these, if any numbers need to be adjusted, and then we get something called the 1782, and they'll tell you whether or not they have reduced the tax rate to meet guidelines. That's what we always want to see. We want to always make sure they're saying they reduce something and not that they raise it, because they can't raise it. In other words, if we set a tax rate too low, they're not allowed to raise it. If we set the amount of money we plan to raise too low, they're not allowed to raise it. What they don't do here is, as long as you've got money sitting there in any of your money, operating money, to cover a budget, they'll let you spend down to every penny, because that's not their role to tell the councils that they can't spend all of their money. And here's what happens with the other counties. And we haven't done this. We just don't get into this. But so many of the other counties have to go borrow money in order to make payroll before they get their next allotment of money. Now, you and I both know that you start paying interest in operating, that pretty much takes down your revenue pretty quick. So we don't want to be in that position, and I don't think any member of the council wants to be in that position. And what I'm hoping that we'll do is, between now and whenever, we'll make sure that everybody working on putting these numbers together understand which number here will the DLGF reduce down to where it's supposed to be if somebody set it too high, and which ones will they not, which they won't do with the debt. They're not going to change that. They may say they adopt a budget for the debt. They advertised it at $5 million. Well, but if the $4.4 million won't cover the budget for $5 million, of course they would reduce the budget. But that $4.4 million also allows you to provide a bond that we could charge the taxpayers for more than $3.1 million, which we've all told the public that's all it would be. So it is very confusing. I know it is. It's difficult to understand. But that's why we have staff, we have attorneys, and why we have home councils get paid the big bucks. So these are reasons why we need to know. We need to know and make sure these numbers are right when we go to the public.
So it's been, the budget has been passed, just to make sure I'm on the right page here.
It passed, yes. I think there was some really hesitation there, because it would have been great if we could have snapped our fingers and fixed that, but since they didn't see a clear way to get it fixed, they went ahead and voted on it and said, well, just make sure everybody understands we're not going to do more than what had originally been discussed on the bond. So hopefully that will take care of that. Now, when we got ready to do the vote on the elected officials, I didn't decide this until I was sitting in that meeting. And the more I sat there and the more I thought, we have some elected officials who should be here at this meeting working with us. It wasn't there. The commissioners weren't there either, and I'm thinking,
well, isn't the budget the most important thing?
Yes.
Well,
and I just simply could not vote to provide 8.5% 8.5% interest. There's probably, well, here I am with my interest, 8.5% raise for folks who can't even come to the most important meeting of the year. So
I'm with you. And it's not like the budget sneaks up on anybody, or you spin a wheel and it pops up a time. It's the same time every year, right?
Right. And, you know, it's, I have to say it was a tough decision, because I'm looking out there at some of those elected officials who were there, and specifically our county treasurer, Jessica McClellan, got up to make to respond to our budgets and to thank the council, because her employees really were counting on that raise and they needed it. And I understand that. So hopefully she'll still be speaking to me at some point in time.
Well, if she does, she doesn't. If she doesn't, she doesn't. Because your concerns are legitimate. And here's what everybody wants to do. Everybody wants to just spend everybody else's money. That's what they want to do.
Well, it's really easy when it is somebody else's money.
That's right,
that's for sure. And
we'll just get more next year. And then when everybody wants an 8.5% raise next year, what are we going to do next year?
Well, and the whole point is, if we see that it's not sustainable, and that's what I said when it was time to vote on the salary ordinance for the employees, I said, look, I hear you, I'm going to support whatever this is, but let me tell you, it's not sustainable. And I will not be one that's going to be rushing out to vote in favor of a tax to make it sustainable, because we know this. We need to be planning and preparing for this. We don't know what's going to happen with the annexation and so forth. So,
and anything that happens with annexation is not going to be, would be at the earliest when?
Well, you know, the meeting was this morning on that annexation. The judge was not very receptive to the attorney representing the city and made it clear, according to a friend of mine who was there in attendance, that this was a waste of time. It was a waste of the court's time. It was a waste of the people's time that were sitting there in the courtroom to hear these comments. And it was a waste of time and money for the city having to do this with their attorney they're paying from Indianapolis. So, and he made it clear it was a waste of court's time and his time. So, but that he would make a decision by tomorrow morning. So I don't know how that will work out, because he'll look at whatever legal things he needs to look at and make a decision. And then those are things that we all will just have to learn to live with. So you know, when you get in, when you're an elected official, you're not there to play buddies with everybody. You want to try to work with everyone, but that doesn't mean you have to agree every time. And I think they understand, that the other council members understand, that I do try as much as I can to work with them to make sure that
it's not personal, it's business.
It's the people's business, and that's what I tried to make it clear. While I understand we have to follow the Department of Local Government finance rules, what we are there and voting on is that the people's business. It's not ours. It's the people's business, the people's money that we are voting on. And this is like just making it easy. Oh, let's just put this in way high, and then we won't have to worry about it. Oh, so it looks like the $1.3 million. Oh, wait, I mean, that's what it looked like, too high for what had been discussed. But it make it easier. Well, somebody do the numbers. I don't care if it is easier. We're talking to the public. These are not just numbers to be sent off someplace to the state. These are numbers for the people. So, and speaking of the people, there are so many. I'm getting emails constantly about, well, I don't understand. Why don't I get to vote? Or they tell me I can't vote. And that's because a clerk put out some advertising that said it was just like for the city. Well, no, that's wrong advertising. This election is for the city, of course, but it also is for everybody in the county who is in the Monroe County Community School District. So everybody in that district needs to go get their ballot, either do it early at vote center or go to your polling place and have your voice heard about the school referendum, because that's the way it works. And I don't know what else we can do to get people to understand that's the way it works.
No, we just keep trying, Marty, and we do it every Wednesday. And we thank you for following the processes. There's lots of them. And, this is why we have you on every Wednesday, not once a month or once every other week, because there's too many things and too many important issues. And it's the public's money. It's your money. And, we thank you for keeping an eye on it and making heads or tails of it as well.
Well, I will certainly continue to try, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you and your people that listen in on Wednesdays. I know they're listening. They tell me they do.